pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check 1 2.
I hope I am not.
Check.
0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in
5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
Scott,
present,
and Justin Moore, live from the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oakland, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Would you please invite Tommy in? All the way from China, who do we have?
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers. Met a bunch of them last night at Coach Silverfield's talk. You know what we do this time, Joe? We move it.
Hit that guy on that. Move it.
I need some more juice, Rog. Thank you.
Put luggage in my hand.
On the ticket to the promised land.
Working on a T-bone steak.
I like already flying over to the Golden State. Who's this?
Butt ass wide open.
Thank you.
Man ass.
Good morning, America. How are you?
Hello, Jamal.
Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles. We see you, headband.
Go to the phones. Who do we have here?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's Joe Klein. It's probably ribs. Go back to bed, Rainwater.
Man. Get your damn act together.
Thank you, sir.
We're working on a T-bone steak. I'm like flying over to the Golden
State. Who's this?
I'm so sick of your ignorance.
Thank you.
13 minutes, he was sitting in the terminal gate. Come down.
You want to come again? That's what I thought.
Put your engines and cool your wings.
Los Angeles.
I'm worried of Josh. Josh, shut up.
Hey, Hey, Justin Moore, what are you doing up so early?
Maybe she should shut up.
What?
I'm the radio man.
What do you have to say, Apollo?
There is no tomorrow.
Well, there's going to be a Porky's.
Good morning, everybody. It is a 6:11 on this Thursday, May 14th. You know, Roger, we have not been one of the rare Thursdays in the last, like, 6 months. We're in studio, Joe. As always, we have to tell you where we're going to be. And we have been on the go, but nice to be in studio. This whole week we've been in studio. Been a nice little break. Although we love going to businesses and something we enjoy
your
doing.
Your business here. Place your business here. You will get nothing like it anywhere else.
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Christian.
Christian there.
Good morning, fellas.
He's there.
Good morning, Joe Klein.
Good morning.
It's Joe about time. You know what? Because not only has it been rare that we haven't been able to be in the studio and have Joe with us. He kind of shaded us the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. We didn't hear from him because he was playing golf with Shep.
At Branson. At some...
fancy dancy
place. Yeah, it was fancy golf tournament.
Yeah, coming out of
time share deal. Timeshare deal.
And we saw Joe Tuesday, Rog.
Yes, we did.
Deserving Dozen. Joe was kind enough to feed all the Deserving Dozen from Malvern. Going to do it again Friday, Joe. We appreciate you doing that.
You know that, right?
Means a lot.
We're coming again tomorrow.
Wait till I show you the message of some of the folks that...
Oh, sure.
We're at that deal.
And keeps on giving.
You know what, Joe? There were several people. And I'd
that's
ask
right,
him.
Buddy.
There was only a couple, two or three, that had eaten at Corky's before. So
is that
was,
right?
Yeah. I'd ask him earlier on. So there were some folks that had first time eating them. Obviously, by the way, some of the grub was taken home. They enjoyed it.
Yeah. That was and of course, got to see Dana there, your wife. That was cool. So anyway, thank you for doing that. Got a busy show in addition to Joe. Klein brought to you by Corky's. We're going to have Chris Curry. A guy who's done a really good job with the baseball program. It's tournament time. When you look back and look what they did last year, you know, to get to the tournament, how bad they were going in, you didn't see it coming. Next thing you know, they've beaten LSU, got them on the ropes. The next game, getting ready to go to, you know, maybe a super regional. We'll talk to him. Of course, the Razorbacks do play today at what time is the game today?
I looked 5:30. I think
5:30. Thank you. Yeah. Against Kentucky.
4:30.
Is it 4:30 or 5:30?
5:30.
So we'll talk with Chris Curry. Mike Hager, Arkansas State Police is coming by. Joe, your tags, everything up to date?
Everything's good.
Everything's up to date. He knows, but when Mike comes in here, he looks in all the tags to make sure they're all good.
He does. Yeah. He has a scanner.
Well, he needs to.
What?
RJ Hawk will be coming by, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Our buddy Don Grisham, his gang out there sponsoring RJ's appearance. Melinda Mayo, brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials. Roger, we got to play a little a batch game and Factor Crap, so we can do, see if we can get both of them in today. Before we get into all of our sports talk, today is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Which one of us, Joe, has danced in a chicken suit in his lifetime? That is the one and only right. Did you know that, Christian?
Twice.
Did you?
I don't think so. What was the occasion?
I'll tell you the occasion. The most recent Tuesday. The most recent occasion. Well, I do a little role playing. Pock, pock, pock.
Oh.
No, seriously. I'll send you some pictures. We did the an Oakland spot. We did an Oakland spot.
I'm not talking about that.
I know. I'm telling you. I said the most recent time I was in a chicken suit.
That's right, on TV.
Yeah,
right.
But then in 1981, 82 maybe, I was the Hot Springs Chicken. Christian, this was long before you were your mother's womb mate.
Hot Springs Chicken, even though the school mascot was.
Well, the big thing back then, though, was the San Diego Chicken was huge back then. So they dressed me up as the Hot Springs Chicken. It was the one
You didn't quite look quite
well. I had construction paper as a beak. I had on some.
There's a picture of it.
They made it in home ec.
I have one picture of it. It's one picture. It's similar to the picture of the Bigfoot that you see that turns around. You know that one still photo.
Yeah, and the walking.
It's only one photo of that around, and I was so proud to be the Hot Springs Chicken. As a matter of fact, when I went back to my high school last year to see the construction and demolition of the old school, construction of the new, I met a young man there, and they put me in charge, involved with some of the new youth hype guys. They're hype guys. Back in our day.
Yeah, so it's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. The other thing is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. What do you go on your biscuit? You go butter only, jam, or anything, Joe?
butter jam, raspberry.
Combination.
Raspberry. Starting to come together.
And Roger says nothing on the biscuit, huh?
Well, I'll do nothing most of the time, but unless
nothing.
Well, for the most part.
Wow.
I'm nothing on a biscuit as
Is
well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I can't eat a biscuit with nothing on it.
Well,
man.
Why would you?
Well, if it's good.
Yeah.
Well, just like it even adds to it. So I tell you what, now.
Well, you know what? So does A1 adds to a steak. There, I said it.
Joe at Corky's, one of the big things, and I was watching some of the folks.
You go naked on his stuff.
From the Deserving Dozen. They love your biscuit, not your rolls
with
and
butter.
Well, not butter,
ton of
butter,
honey. Honey.
With honey. Now, do people put honey on biscuits?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's
older generation sorghum.
Yeah, it's also National Bruce Day. What's the first Bruce National Bruce that comes to mind to you, Joe Klein?
Springsteen.
Okay,
never thought about that.
What about you, Christian?
Bruce Smith, obviously. Bruce
Jenner.
What's that?
Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
No
longer.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
And I go Bruce Coble. Bruce Coble. That is my brother-in-law, a major construction man out
after Bruce,
in New Mexico.
What's your national?
After my Bruce?
Yeah, after your local Bruce.
It just hit me up with Bruce Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith, defensive end for the...
In the Buffalo Bills, don't they have... Isn't there Buffalo called Bruce? No, you know whose name is Bruce? I got it. The Jaws, the shark was called Bruce.
Is that right?
In the movie Jaws, yeah.
I, for some reason, I think of it, of course, he's a fictional name, Bruce Banner. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Because you're a major
Incredible Hulk.
Right. Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Roger.
We should be ashamed. I should be afraid.
We should be ashamed.
Be Walter.
It's also, today is National Online Romance Day. Joe, do you know anybody that's met online that's got married because of it? I do. We know somebody.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
We do?
But I don't pry into...
It's interesting. I don't know if it... For a while back in the
90s... We know somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
It happens more than you think. Now, at least you should be back in the late 90s when online stuff just started happening. AOL and all that. I think you started to have more of that initially. I don't know now. I think people are more nervous about online stuff. You're getting catfish and all that kind of stuff. So,
right. I don't know.
But there are people who have that met online, and they've been It's been successful. Matter of fact, my cousins got married and are super happy.
Your cousins got married, or
my cousin got married, met her husband online, and they've been married for probably 15, 20 years.
We know several people who are currently dating, you know,
because of
guys and girls that they're dating online.
Are we counting like Tinder and
anything. I think to me is online. So so a few things. What you want on your biscuit? National Bruce Day, favorite Bruce. And if you
it just sounds so weird.
Have you seen the song the biscuit with the old lady what does he say? It's the biscuit.
We'll have to look it up, Christian.
Got to taste the biscuit. Yeah, yeah. It's just weird.
Oh yeah, with the organ and all.
Yeah, organ.
Yeah.
Send us your messages at 661-1037. Guys, I went and saw. Last night, we had him on yesterday, Joe. We had Coach Silverfield on and went and watched him do a little talk. Did a good job. And, man, you know, it is a grind talking to, you know, Roger. We all do it. You know, Joe, you and I do it all the time because we're former Razorbacks and people want to come up. When you're the head coach, and everybody wants to come up and say good things and nice things, but it is a draining. And, he worked the room last night, talked to everybody, did a really good job up there, saying all the right things. You know, there's not a whole lot he can say other than, you know, we're going to do this. Yeah. You know,
we're going to give maximum effort. I mean, what can you say? You got, 75 new players?
Yeah, we were talking yesterday, Joe, back when we were in spring practice, you'd have for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
They'd been with you the program, all of them, every one of them. And now you don't even know who they are. You're trying to figure out who they are. Tusk was there last night, too. And his wife, I need to go back and look at her name. She walks up to me. She goes, I said, hey, David Basil. I said, your coach's wife. He said, yeah. She goes, you do radio. And she goes, we met. I said, wow. I said,
of course. Yeah, damn right you met.
I said, you got a great memory. She goes, well,
103 Wilson Shore.
Shut up. I said, no. She's in Memphis. Girl.
How you doing?
She's in Memphis. But anyway, she said, I was in politics and I remember. I said, oh, good job. But anyway, tonight.
His wife was in politics?
Yeah, over Memphis. And tonight they go over to Jonesboro, and then they're going to the Star in Frisco.
Wow, that's pretty.
And so, didn't have a big turnout in Fayetteville. I don't know if you saw that. It did not. And I think part of it,
they see him every day, maybe.
That's right, Roger. There's part of that. The others, let me tell you, everybody, this is my problem with some of the things up there, is that they don't ask for anybody's help. You know, there are people that are around the state that do events that are wise about things and can say, hey, let me give you some ideas to make that event be successful. And you have 60 people there, and it doesn't have the best optics. And then, Roger, what you said is probably true.
They got to have some.
But what you got to do is you got to pair up with people, make sure you get people in that room.
Oh,
and last night I thought was a good event. You had a private deal too before that. And but anyway, listen, the guy's just saying everything that you can say right. You know, that's so I commend him for that. And you know, he's the reality is I tell you what, we hadn't gotten in this yet. Speaking of college football, did you see the Vanity Fair article on Lane Kiffin?
No.
He comes out and he says, you know, I knew
he's an idiot. Because I have not heard it. I don't know anything you're getting ready to say.
Yeah.
Why would you do an article with Vanity Fair unless for one reason or one reason only? Your vanity.
Yeah,
your
yeah, vanity. Yeah. He gets on there and he said one of the reasons he left to LSU, he said, you know, I'm sitting at LSU and I'm sitting with the parents of a black player, it doesn't feel segregated. He said, when I was at Ole Miss, I had players that said, my grandmother doesn't feel good about coming.
Wait a minute, he said LSU didn't feel segregated?
He said LSU felt segregated. Did not feel segregated. He said, implying that Ole Miss, though, then I would, you know, the players would say, hey, my grandparents feel uncomfortable about me coming to Ole Miss. So, he got the backlash from, you know, wait a minute. You were here for whatever fight. You never mentioned that as a problem. You never, and then you guys parents started coming out and saying, we never felt that. We never heard that. And then he realized
he opened his mouth.
Yeah, he should not have said that. But it made the narrative where give him a reason why he went to LSU. Well, this is one of the reasons.
Just say money.
Yeah, 91
all
91
you
million.
Say.
Nobody,
you can judge him on that. But all of us in here make decisions on money.
Yeah, don't blame
more
it.
Times
no, don't,
than not,
yeah, yeah.
You're going to make a decision on money to leave somewhere because you're getting what? More money.
Yeah, listen.
Everybody is looking to do that. They're trying to better themselves.
Right.
And you can critique it and call him a sellout or what are you not. But just say the truth.
Yeah.
They offered boatload of money.
Don't throw that other stuff in there.
They offered me a boatload of money for my NIL, and it was going to be easier, I felt, to win a national championship.
They had more
LSU
money at LSU.
Than Ole Miss. And
But
those are all facts.
Because, you know, listen, if you look at his roster the last 5 years, he had plenty of great black players, and none of them were complaining and saying things about the rebel flag. And I think he knew he missed it. He messed up when he done it, so he came out and apologized. Yeah,
Christian. But guess what? Then he made it up.
Well,
if you don't believe what you said.
That's right.
Have those convictions,
that's right.
You look, made it up.
Instead of him saying,
cover up
I
money. No, whatever
money.
It is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is,
look
he
like
just
a
made
sellout
it
and look
right.
like a greedy dude, which again,
so he
I got
made
no
up,
middle of the season.
I got
up,
no problem with
it. He made up the race card.
And he made up the story. Do you guys remember the story? He said,
I liked him.
I had,
now I'm losing a little bit of.
Do you remember the story where when he's leaving, he's trying to get to the airport, he's saying he's being chased by all BS.
Yeah.
Not true. So the state troopers.
His coaches were yelling. Is that the thing we're talking about?
Well, no,
remember when the coaches said F you when he came back or whatever?
No, he said
at the airport.
No, but that's not what he said. He reported that I'm being chased with the state police here in Mississippi. Okay. And couldn't find. State police said that did not happen.
Yeah.
So he just completely made that up. Said it never happened. Anyway, so that's what happens when you throw it, when you go out there.
When you lie.
That's right. You don't tell the truth.
I think that's
and like Joe said, he didn't have to say
in
that.
In my opinion, he made it all up.
But he did. That's exactly what
just
the.
Be a man, grow a set, and sit on there and go.
Why bring that up?
I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's just, why
I'm
bring
leaving.
That up?
Because nobody wants
leaving,
to question race.
Why are you leaving Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I think. LSU's a better. I love Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I think LSU's a better job.
Yeah.
If I don't leave now, they're not going to give me the job.
Everybody,
I found
knows.
I had to make this decision.
It was a time he done all. He felt like he did all he could do at Ole Miss, and he did a good job.
Is money a factor? You just go. Money's always a factor because it is. People will still hate him and dislike
that's
him
right.
at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But now he's lost a few people.
But you know what? It ends there.
Well, can you imagine what's going to be? Can you imagine what's going to be like when he goes back to Ole Miss this year?
It's going to be like when Chris Beard went to Texas Tech years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were driving into the tunnel to the arena, and they were all light.
They were ready to boot. They were ready to
get tens of thousands of people.
Just ready to get him.
We
mentioned at 5:30 today, the Razorbacks will take on Kentucky, number 14, Arkansas. So this is a chance.
No TV for this?
Looks
plus,
like.
SEC Network Plus.
It is. Yeah. Streaming it Network Plus. It is. Yeah. Of course,
you'll
catch it right here on the box.
Watch it. Hopefully at Mainline.
Will Double R go off and carry this? Well, that means this show is short today.
Yeah.
You see where Cadman Kojal was named to the SEC's Community Service team on Wednesday. He's already up for the Tony Gwynn Community Service Award. We get him every Monday. Good young man. Got engaged the other day. So then you got that. And then tomorrow, of course, you know, guys, we've got 4:30 at Bogle, Arkansas versus Fordham. Yeah, so this, you know, Roger, we've been talking about this. Six straight years Courtney Dyfel has gone, six consecutive years, to the NCAA playoffs. And I was looking at the longest NCAA tournament streak. Arkansas has six. Alabama and Tennessee are tied for one. How many years in a row they've done it? 21. 21 years in a row they've done that. How about College World Series appearances? Number one, UCLA, 36. Arkansas, 0. Oklahoma, 22. So this is it. So we've been talking about it, Joe, then, and actually Ella McDowell was quoted again today in the Democrat Gazette from our interview with her. This is the season, Joe, we hope it gets done, that they get to Oklahoma City. So we'll do that. Last night, as I mentioned during our Facebook Live, the beard comes alive. The old man scores 30 points as the Cavaliers upset the Pistons. The Pistons were ahead double digits, right?
Yeah, Pistons choked.
Mm-hmm. They blew
nine,
it.
They're up 9 with 3 minutes to go.
Blew it.
They both teams were not very good handling the ball. They were both late in the game. They turned it over, but they had some really, really bad turnovers late in the game. And then, you know, Cleveland took advantage of it. Give them credit, but
now they go back to Cleveland. They go back to Cleveland. Yeah, Chris.
The officials should have called a foul there at the end of the game. Yeah, when he stole the ball.
But you don't want to get that. You don't want to be in that position that close.
On the trip.
Yeah.
So Cleveland leads the series 3-2. They go back home. That would be a big upset. Nobody saw it coming, I would imagine.
That's going to be a game just like what you saw. It'll go down to the last, you know, 3-4 minutes of that game, too. So
No basketball games tonight. And then Friday you got Detroit at Cleveland and San Antonio at Minnesota. The Spurs lead that one 3-2. But Roger, as I mentioned also on a Facebook Live, all over the state of Arkansas today, Joe, I love this, is that so many schools are playing in state softball playoffs, state baseball playoffs, state soccer playoffs. Justin Moore's daughter is playing at Palestine Wheatley, which is Forest City. She plays today, I think, 4:30 for Pullen. So it's, you know, anytime you get to play in a state playoff for high school, it's really cool.
It's really cool.
By the way, if you didn't know, we're going to start doing a deal. We're going to put out the graphic here in the next couple of days called the Champion Salute. So if you got a kid who does something spectacular, really want to sort of stay away from high school because high school gets enough attention. But if it's an eight-year-old, 12-year-old, and their team wins a regional championship, you know, in the South, or it's cheerleading.
Is it going to be like videos and stuff like that, or just pictures?
No, it's going to be us giving a shout out on the air.
Just a name.
If you got a 13-year-old that went down and won the cheerleading contest, in Orlando.
I got a video I'm going to show you of my 2-year-old grandson Charlie
doing what?
Dunking a ball.
Playing t-ball.
Is that right? Two years old.
Yeah.
Starting them early.
Those are the best.
Pretty funny.
We mentioned not only the Razorbacks, but I mentioned the Trojans will play starting today. Roger, they've got a 3-game deal, and we'll talk about what happened last year. Compared to what they could do. Listen, things did not look good for them last year, and they really changed it when it came to playoff time. Also, Roger, you got the PGA Tournament. Starts today. The PGA Championship that John Daly won 35 years ago. He's selling shirts that go number nine alternate. And, still got in there. Yeah, how about that?
Very good.
35 years ago.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. That? You got the track team. Going for another, they're the number one track team in America. They may be losing $9 million a year with men and women's track, but they are number one.
Did you see where some folks got together and made $5 million for the tennis?
Yeah, we've been talking about that the last week. That they had hit that number. I knew they had hit that number. The question is now, you know, Hunter Yurcheck had told them, Joe, that he was going to give him an answer yesterday. Didn't hear anything. All those tennis people who went and met with him. So I don't think he's going to change his mind.
Well, is it sustainable? Is this going to
be that? If you can do it, if you can do it in 3 weeks, the question is: if you can raise $5 million in 3 weeks, you could probably raise more. You know, and so that's a fair question, Joe. So we will see. That's a little Elvis with Viva Las Vegas. If you want to be a part of the show,
a little ZZ.
Oh, let me hear it. I guess I did not know they covered this.
Oh, wow. No, it's awesome.
Did not know that. It was up last night till about 1 o'clock in the background. I had Tombstone. Every line that Val Kilmer says is Doc Watt is worthy to be on the wall.
Absolutely.
All right, do not go away. 6:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball gets their final series of the year started against Kentucky tonight. Arkansas has to sweep if they want to clinch 18 wins in conference play for the ninth straight season. The Razorbacks are also looking to bolster their resume in hopes of hosting a regional. Tonight's game will be at 5:30. It'll be on SEC Network Plus. Radio coverage can be heard on the Buzz. In the NFL, the official schedule releases tonight at 7 o'clock. Yesterday, it was announced the Rams would host the Packers for the first ever Thanksgiving Eve game. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 9-8 last night. They'll play again tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A lot of sunshine today. Temperature warming up to 80 here in Little Rock. A few places in South Arkansas may even get to the mid-80s. It'll be a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Maybe an isolated shower in the northern half of the state. It'll be warmer and breezy with a high of 87. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
It's Justin Acri for The Zone, and coming up on the Thursday edition, we've got Carson Brumbaugh coming in, brought to you by Pinnacle Parties up in Conway, Alan LeVar. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. He'll be in studio to answer your legal questions, especially as it relates to vehicle issues. Zach Gillen from Oaklawn will join us with the latest lines on all the things going on in the world of sports and some cool ways to wager on the PGA Championship this weekend. What's on tap, the Red White Report, and a whole lot more. It's The Zone, the Thursday edition. We're sports and entertainment. Come crashing together.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at B.R. McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
B.R. McGinty.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
They call him Big Joe from Slater.
Joe Yell.
He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat.
When I walked in and saw Roger.
One of the leading scorers in Razorback history. Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA World title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culine.
Does it fade off? Does it fade down on the volume level on that yell? It just jumps down one more time.
I was probably walking by the microphone. Past that. That's 5:30 every Thursday morning.
Six minutes.
I got to go see.
When I wake up and I'm like,
I got to go see Roger today. let's go to our Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline, and get some messages here. And thanks to everybody who's listening
on text line.
Facebook and YouTube. We appreciate you guys listening and watching. I saw a lot of 609ers last night, Roger, at the function with Coach Silverfield.
Listen, I saw some 609ers, and I saw some listeners of all age from my goings around yesterday, and pickleball and a few other things, and I'll make those announcements here in a bit.
Here's one. Listening from Rome, Italy today. How about that, Joe? We've been there. What a magical place that is.
I want to go back.
What time would it be?
It's mid-afternoon. Easy.
Yes, yeah, it's a 6 hour. Really. Is it 6-7?
Three or four.
I think I did the call from outside the Trevi.
Yeah.
I think I did the show from there one time. So anyway, good morning.
You should have done it from Florence and done it from the statue of
David. Yes. I'll do that. If I would have done. I'm doing the lives now. I would have done that live. It was Joe, when I turned the corner, did you go to Florence?
Yeah.
And that thing is 18 freaking feet tall. It's so intimidating. Like, oh my gosh.
It's so much better than the Mona Lisa.
You go in there and see the
Mona Lisa, and you're like,
wow, no one's ever said that before.
Yeah, it's like, really?
Is that what you're saying?
You know what, though, Raj? It's still the Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa lost her smile.
Here's one said, I've been sick all week, but made it to for my loss. This is for Los Angeles. That's Chase from Jones from Greenbrier.
Thank you, Chase.
Good job, Chase.
Get well soon, bro.
Here's one, another one. Oh, no, it's the same one. Good morning, Los Angeles. Move it. That's from Marty. Ask Joe about his time with Jail Blazers. I saw him on the Netflix special. You're getting a lot of comments about that.
A lot of Jail Blazer talk in the last month or so.
Bruce Lee.
I got there when they weren't blazing as hot. The year before and the year before that, they were really rolling. They were getting it done.
No pun intended.
Off the floor. But when I got there, and I think that a lot of the reason is they brought in Scottie Pippen, obviously, brought in me, Detlef Schrempf. They wanted a veteran presence in the locker room.
Scottie had good numbers there, right?
Oh, Scottie was a good player.
I was thinking
they were trying, and they wanted me and a lot of the other guys to stay another year. But I mean, I was.
Steve Smith was there too, wasn't he?
Yeah, Steve Smith. Yeah, yeah.
He was the vet.
They brought in like four or five guys that were.
Yeah.
Professionals.
Yeah. Of course, when I think of Trailblazers, Christian, for us, for me and Raj, what do you think of Raj? Walton and
Drexler.
Not Drexler. Who was the other Walton?
Was it Payton? Was Gary Payton on there?
No, that was the Sonics.
Trailblazers. Lionel Harmon's, Dave Twartzik.
What?
Oh my gosh. Bobby Gross.
Who else did they have? Who do we know?
Maurice Lucas.
He was a fighter. Mo Cheeks. He was a forcer.
Lionel Hollins.
Oh, yeah.
Coach of the Grizz for
a while. I remember that, yeah. Rebecca says, talk about today's National Bruce Day. Rebecca says, Bruce Willis, Roger, wait till we get to this, Bruce. We're going to be so embarrassed when we get to it in a second. I just saw it. Rebecca says, Bruce Willis. Joy says, my girlfriend orders the tamales and eats about 3 bites, but eats about 5 rolls with the honey. Talk about your place, Joe, at Corky's. I'm telling you, Roger, I was watching the ladies and gentlemen from the Deserving Dozen, and I saw the honey out, baby. That's and the rolls are warm. And your staff did a good job, too,
well,
Joe. Thanks
for that. It's a mustard-based potato salad, right?
We have both.
Yeah, you do. And that, but that mustard base.
Jeff says, got to have butter and jelly on those biscuits.
I'm a mustard-based guy, too.
Bruce Wayne. Didn't think about Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Wayne and Bruce Lee. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Boom. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. You ready for it from the 479?
I'm ready.
Bruce James. Bruce James, how do we not?
Our own guy. Our own guy.
Right off the bat.
You know what? We need to do a show about where are they now? Where? Whatever happened to him?
Me and my wife.
Oh, football season.
From the 501, me and my wife have been on eHarmony. Oh, we met on eHarmony 6 years ago. We've been married 3 years. It's been great.
Awesome.
There you go.
Some of those are really, I mean, they really help people.
Yeah.
Some of them are, you know, you got to be, it's like anything you do online, you got to be careful.
Oh, no doubt. Meet somewhere. You know,
I don't like anything on my girl's biscuits. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yes, you do.
Whoa. Let's see here. Bruce Willis, Bruce Lee, Bruce James. Well, Lane didn't tell us no lie about grandparents. It's true. So listen to here. I don't doubt that.
What was that?
Somebody just said, Lane didn't tell us no lie about grandparents.
What does that mean?
He just said what he's saying is true. You know, I don't doubt that if you had a 90-year-old woman that's not, you know, I remember where it used to be there, but that's not what cost them a recruit.
You can say that about
Arkansas. That's right.
Yeah.
You
can say that about
the South. That's right.
You said about Boston.
Oh, this was really bad. I know that. I mean, Mississippi was bad.
But they were all bad.
Everybody.
They were all bad. But you don't lose. I think nowadays, listen, he signed.
Philadelphia.
But one of the dads called to one of the, I guess it was Alabama stations yesterday, said, my son had a great experience. We all did. There was nothing, you know, we didn't, you know, racism is everywhere. It's
absolutely
there, too. But that we didn't experience in the context for Lane Kiffin to have said something like that. He didn't need to go there. Bruce Buffer. Bruce Buffer. Yes. Is he the one that says, let's get ready to rumble?
No, that's Lane. And no, that's Lane Buffer?
Who is Bruce
that's
Buffer?
Michael Buffer.
Who is Bruce Buffer? Is that his brother?
His brother. He does the UFC
stuff. Oh, yeah. He goes, it's time. It's
time.
Yeah, I'm not
Lane's
a big fan of that.
Lane.
Trying to make a lot of money off of
that. That's right. That's not as good.
I said Bruce.
Bruce Almighty. No basketball tonight? Baz. Not so fast, my friend. There are two WNBA games on Amazon Prime tonight. Any updates on the Stanley Cup? You know, the last two days I've looked at the Stanley Cup. You know what? I just didn't even put it in my notes. I'm sorry. I just don't care about hockey that much.
Well, you know, and no disrespect, two things. Number one, the Oakland Sportsbook powered by FanDuel, you'll be able to keep up with the golf tournament. You don't even have to worry about who's winning it, but you get to follow the leaders. That's what's cool about that. And on the other part of it, I don't care about the Preakness. Because
we haven't mentioned that because you have nobody running it.
There's a little Arkansas, there's
one,
a little Oakland connection.
Oakland connection.
There's a little bit of that. But it's for me, now I know for the horsemen and women that are out there, I assume you guys are pumped as all.
Now, is the horse that won the
contest? No.
That's the point.
Temple Pilot course.
Stone Temple Pilots is not running.
No. That's the point. There's nobody in it.
Why do they not want to run?
I'm with you. Well, it's so quick after the Kentucky Derby that a lot of horses...
Isn't it always, though?
But they need to change it. And they've talked about changing that to allow that. Because you know what? If you're not a horse person, you don't care as much.
Yeah, right? Right. And things like that make Secretariat that much more great.
Yeah.
To do what it did, or American Pharaoh.
Old school horses, man.
Old school horses. Really OG! OG horse.
There was no load management.
Oh, my God, listen.
From the 50, so for my friend at the 501, Colorado did beat Minnesota in overtime last night, 4-3. They lead that series 4-1.
Well, it's over. They won the series.
I'm sorry, it's over. Yeah, it's 4-1.
I don't watch some playoff hockey.
I'd rather be in person. Also, you got Montreal at Buffalo tonight. That series is tied 2-2. Vegas at Anaheim tonight at 8:30. Vegas leads that series 3-2. And as you mentioned, Christian Colorado did win the series last night in overtime. So this is what's his name?
Matt King Cole.
Matt King Cole.
Mona Lisa.
Ah, the Mona Lisa.
Was there a big crowd, Joe, when you were there?
Yeah, and I walked up to it. You know what I did?
What?
Yeah.
You know what? Why? Because it's behind glass, all that. It's just couldn't touch it.
It's not big.
It's a picture. It's like,
But it's a great, it's the greatest painting.
It's a portrait.
It's the greatest painting in the world.
Chevy Chase seeing the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. The greatest painting in the world,
Look,
Joe.
It's Big Ben. Is it as big as that easel?
No.
It's not even that big? What's it look like?
No, it's not that big.
How big is it? How about the wise guy sign there?
Is it like this?
Maybe, 2.5 feet by 2.5 or 3 by 3?
It's pretty small.
Yeah, it's...
But you go, wow, I did get to see it.
No, I just walk in there and go, wow.
There was a lot cooler stuff in there.
A lot cooler stuff? Like what? Like the Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles are cool.
A lot of statues in there, man.
A lot of statues. Now, David's outside.
David's inside.
Oh, David's inside?
And it's
that. You walk around the corner.
You see it. It's just like,
it and you go,
holy cow. And you're 200 feet from it, and it's still massive. How did they move it back then? How did they move that back in 630, whatever it is? Move that sucker a mile. Didn't have any cars, didn't have any gas.
Slavery. slavery. They did have the wheel.
Someone says, I saw Joe driving on 630 the other day when I was driving with my daughter. I saw the Slater Moe license plate, and I was off to the races to wave him down. My daughter was saying, Dad, what are you doing? I kept saying, that's Joe Klein, that's Joe Klein. I have to wave. My daughter was so excited because she's 13 and she listens every morning.
Awesome.
We finally got his attention after running 3 cars off the road, and then Joe gave us the thumbs up. Best day ever. How about that?
Oh, fantastic.
You get that sometimes?
A little bit.
That's why I told you, you can't drive with your shirt off anymore because people see you.
I just do the pants off.
Somebody says, says, hold on, Baz. Just about every year you mention one trophy at the top of the list for best trophies in sports. That would be the Stanley Cup trophy, kind sir. Don't disagree with that. Listen, people who love
hockey is awesome.
Yeah, listen, Roger and I have been to hockey matches in person.
I just you're playing hockey in November and December and football and everything's going on.
It's the same trophy.
The scoring is like soccer to me, and it's just not enough scoring to
get
me excited.
Offense.
Yeah, that's right. But
you know what we need? We need
a lot of
Savannah Banana Hockey.
A lot of checking. Now, Joe, you'd have been a good hockey player. Did you play hockey for a little bit?
I don't think they didn't have that in Slater.
I can see Joe on some skating. His head would be above the glass.
They didn't have, you know what?
We had a little ice rink that was outside that they'd fill with water, and if it froze.
That's right. Yeah, that was good.
You know, everybody would go. Guy talked me into skating one time. It was like, I got out there, and I went about 15, 20 yards, and I turned around. I was like,
nope.
Not for me.
That and rollers, going to the roller skating rink.
All skate.
Yeah, because it's so far down. Listen, we know he has custom golf clubs for his size. Yeah,
they don't have the size of the roller rink.
There's no custom skating rink.
Sorry, Joe.
Oh, my God.
We don't have 18s in.
You have any size 16s?
Yeah, they have special skates.
Those are ice cubs.
All right, don't go away. 661-1037 is the number if you want to pop us a text. 648.
Of living is gone. Oh yeah, life goes.
Hello, Arkansas. Frank Fletcher here to talk about our pre-owned cars. We can save you over $300 a month on your current car payment. Well, that's big money. We have great cars starting under $15,000. We have SUVs and trucks with under 5,000 miles. That's almost like a new one. These low-mile units, we can save you $10,000 to $15,000 from a new unit. Folks, you don't know this, but we have 9 other stores where we can offer you all their merchandise and bring your choice right here to you. You can go to FletcherAuto.com where you can pick from 500 different types of products. Why buy from us? Well, I price all of our cars by having a software that gives me everyone else's price in town on any model that we have. I go below everyone else's price, and I'm going to give you a free warranty with every purchase. Just contact us by going online, come see us in person, or phone us. I guarantee you the lowest price and a great experience.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis in Greer's Ferry, or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Schrodinger's cat was a 1935 thought experiment by Erwin Schrodinger, illustrating the absurdity of quantum superposition applied to everyday objects. A cat in a sealed box is considered simultaneously alive and dead, a superposition, because its fate is tied to a subatomic event that may or may not occur, only settling into one state upon observation. Hence, Coach Cal's Razorbacks either won the NCAA championship or they did not. Double B's treats you like you won the national championship with an array of tasty drinks, snacks, sundry items, and petrol, as the Euros say. Stop by today at one of our 34 stores across the natural state, and we'll take care of you. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
Tune in each week to Out of Bounds to hear from Lone Oak Steel Eaves. Omaha is the goal, and we're looking for a great season. Steel Eaves is brought to you by Stephen Elmore with Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Stephen Elmore or give him a call at 501-537-0959.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Lick it, flip it, drumstick it.
Yeah, I still don't know what that is. I forgot what that is.
It's Cody Rhodes.
Oh, it's the Cody Rhodes.
It's the drumstick.
Guy.
It's the drumstick ice cream thing.
Yes.
Lick it, yeah, flip it. Listen, it's just.
That's life.
Frank Sinatra died on this day, 1998.
That's
chairman
what
of the board.
All the people say.
It's the goods, baby.
You're
today
right
is.
What song is this?
What
movie?
May 14th. Today it's May 14th.
I'm gonna change.
What? The weather's today. I said it's May 14th.
When I'm back
today, the
14th? Yeah.
The weather, I said it was the 15th.
You saw this in a, you heard this in a movie not too long ago.
What was it?
I know.
Oh. Now you can't leave.
Oh, it's Bronx Tale.
Yeah. Some people get their kick.
What a great song. Frank.
Today is National Bruce Day. And boy, we've left out some Bruces. We'll get to them in just a second. 661-1037. Also, National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. What you put on your biscuit. National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Only Roger's done that.
You know, listen, and I love canned biscuits. I mean,
you bet. It's a kick.
You bet.
The greatest thing ever.
Not out of those.
No. And magical.
I like them burnt. I like them burnt. I'll burn them.
Yeah.
I've got my grandkids
flaky
on them now. Huh?
Flaky.
Yeah, the flaky was okay. Flaky biscuits to me is like hummus in your orange juice. Okay, listen, I'll try it every once in a while.
Also, National Online Romance Day. If you met online, pop us a text and we'll mention it.
I said pumice.
Today, pumice. Joe, starts the PGA Championship. I just spent the midday yesterday with John Daly and his girlfriend Anna, and it's was driving around Dardanelle. 35 years since he won the this is the 35th
driving anniversary. Around Dardanelle?
Yeah, yeah. Just working on some projects with John. So
T-bone steak?
A la carte. I went by and saw the Boys and Girls Club there. They're getting ready to build a new one, like $4 or $5 million. They hadn't really shown anybody here in Arkansas
spent
yet.
A lot of time in Russellville lately. Are you building a house on the lake there? Or is there a casino going up there you don't tell anybody about?
Saw Tusk, and Tusk was there. He didn't. They fed Tusk grapes. They didn't do, which is good. They didn't do the apple to mouth thing. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. As we mentioned, a lot going on. You got Razorbacks playing today against Kentucky at 5:30. The Trojans will be playing today. We'll visit with Chris Curry coming up. You know, Joe, you coach at ULR. Chris Curry, what he does with the money he has, and Neil Arisman, it's amazing with what they do with the money they have and the success that they, you know, what Chris had last year.
Went out to a couple baseball games this year. They've done a great job. The stadium's beautiful.
They've done a great job with the
facility out there. And then, he's competitive every year with
not a big budget.
With NIL. Budget.
Yeah. Joe is brought to you by Corky's every time he comes in here on Thursday. Did you see the NFL schedule comes out officially tonight or today? But did you see where now the 49ers are not playing one international game? They are playing two. They are playing the, it looks like the rival Rams.
The Rams are in Australia, first game of the year.
That's what it is. They're the 49ers to Australia and the Rams
to Australia.
And then they're also Mexico City. They're sending the 49ers to two places. Australia.
Who are they playing in Mexico City? Got to be the Cardinals.
I don't know, but it says covering 8 stadiums, 7 cities, and 4 continents this year. Feature 9 games outside the U.S. for the most the league has ever staged. 16 teams, half of the NFL, will play internationally in 2026.
Yeah, they want to get to having one game a week somewhere.
After this season, the league will have played 71 games in 12 international cities. Melbourne, Paris, and Rio de Janeiro are first-time hosts in 2026. Playing in Paris. You know, part of it. I mean, if I'm a player, I'm like, really? Do we got to do this?
I would like to know if the players get...
You're getting the extra.
Or if they just say this is...
The Cowboys play in Rio de Janeiro at Macarena Stadium.
Against Macarena?
Macarena. How about that?
I feel like these attempts to grow the game internationally are not going to work or not working.
Basketball is bigger international.
It is.
Because people like soccer around the world. They don't care that football.
Football is like a sideshow when it comes. It's like, oh, there's an American football game. We'll go and check it out. I don't think they stick around and follow the sport afterwards.
Yeah, they'll grow up maybe a teeny bit. By the way, did you see what Sarkisian said about Ole Miss? Boy, Ole Miss is getting pounded. It's like we've forgotten about academics. Said at Texas, we'll only take 50% of a player's academic credit hours. You may be a semester from graduating, but you're going all the way back to 50% if you play here and want a degree. But at Ole Miss, all you have to do is take basket weaving and you can get an Ole Miss degree. Whoa! Boom! Took a shot. You don't see that very often. So I guess the standards at Ole Miss... Let's get beat
Jamie
up a little
Price,
bit.
You want to give us a call?
What's that?
Jamie called Jamie down at the Grove.
Did you see about the Red Sox? I mean, the White Sox fan falling out of the over the top of the bullpen.
No.
God, I'm gonna tell you, the railing like we were up at down at
the Robinson.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that railing always makes me nervous. You see people jumping out to get foul balls, and I don't think he's dead either. What are women begging men to stop? We'll talk about that when we come back too. Joe, do you know what that is?
I do, but I can't.
Yeah, you're right. Don't go away, 7 o'clock.
Secret.
We are just a bunch of guys having fun. Just one has exceptional hair. Nothing more, nothing less. 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available here in Arkansas. It's Rivalry Weekend in Major League Baseball, and FanDuel is introducing Rivalry Weekend bonus blast right in time for the Major League Weekend action. Bet on a home run this Friday and get